Marketing hacks for a booming business.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Hey, if you're new to this podcast, if you just discovered us, we're here every single day with a video or a podcast, sometimes both, on YouTube. And of course, we're on iTunes and Stitcher and Blog Talk Radio as well. And we are excited to share empowering ideas for your relationship, for your business, for your career, for your health, for your vice. So you're going to, when you come here, you're going to be exposed to all kinds of good information. But today we are talking about your business. And some of you are in multi-level marketing. Some of you are in an online business. Some of you are in a traditional business. So some of these marketing hacks that I'm going to give you will apply to most of you. But hey, if there's a marketing hack that doesn't apply to you, most of them will. Okay? You're going to find that they're going to help you boom your business. I mean, boom, like explode, more profit, more income, more money. But first, you have to have clear intentions. That's hack number one. And it's amazing because I've been in marketing and advertising for many years. I've owned several advertising agencies. It's absolutely astonishing to me the number of people that say, well, okay, we're going to get this product and we're going to advertise it here. But they don't have clear goals. They don't have clear intentions. What are your intentions? What is the outcome? What does it look like, feel like, smell like when everything is working, when everything is going perfectly for you? Because unless you have that locked into your mind, unless you can feel it, see it, hear it, smell it, you're just vague. You're vague with your energy, and so you're going to get vague results. People that start, now listen, start. Just start. Because what you start with may not be what you end with, but you need a clear picture of what it is, kind of a meta picture of what is going on in your life, in your business, in your marketing. Okay, so you're going to have, first hack, clear intentions and clear goals. And those goals can be six-month goals. It's great to have 10-year and 20-year and 50-year goals, but I think it's more important to have six-month goals, especially in the world we live in today. Just think about it. It was only 30 years ago, and people were listening to 8-track tapes, okay? So, I mean, the world is changing fast. It was only 10, 15 years ago, and people were using flip phones. So having these long-term goals are important, but I think even more important is having six-month goals. What is this program going to do? What is my marketing going to do over the next 6 months? What is it going to do over the next 3 months? And then break it down, chunk downwards, and have daily goals. If this is my marketing, if this is the intention I'm after, what is it that I have to do today? Okay? If you don't have clear goals today of what you are doing with your time and your energy to take you to the next level in your life and in your marketing and in your business, well, you know, you're wasting the day. You're not seizing the moment. You're letting it slip through your fingers. Hack number two, make people laugh in your marketing. And I know that sounds funny, but because some marketing is very serious. But some of the marketing that is out there is so dry and lacks humor. It lacks humanness that it just doesn't work. It's ineffective. And so go back and look at your marketing, look at your copy, look at your pictures and say, where can I tastefully add a little bit of humor to this so that it gives it that human feel? Because people are tired. I mean, they're tired of the robocalls. They're tired of the automated voices on the other end of the phone. They're tired of boring marketing that says the same old thing. You know, a lot of this marketing isn't working on people anymore because it's dry and it's boring. If you're going to do one of these videos that you can't fast forward and you can't log off of, then at least put some humor into it so that people are compelled to feel your humanness and stick with you, okay? Look, at the basic motto of marketing is nobody gives a damn how much you know until they know how much you care. How much do you care? Does that come across in your marketing? Does that really reach out and grab people and say, look, at I'm doing this because I care? And you can do that best with humor, usually, okay? That's a big hack. You include that in your marketing for your business, your career, going to make a huge amount of difference. It's going to literally get your business blasting off.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Well, the third hack is to be a chameleon. And a chameleon means that let's not come up with stock phrases, stock statements, stock graphics, stock videos for every platform that we are advertising on. Let's mold it to that platform, to that demographic, to that age group, to that part of the country. You're not going to advertise to people in Oklahoma or Omaha, Nebraska, the same way you're going to advertise to people in San Francisco, California. It's just not going to work. You have to alter, be a chameleon, change your marketing to different locations. It's better to have several marketing programs going at the same time, aimed at different demographics, different parts of the country, different income groups, than it is to have one general marketing campaign. Does that make sense? This is a huge hack. I mean, a huge hack. Because if you can get this is why the auto dealers were so smart many years ago. They realized that if they could regionalize their advertising, that they would be more effective in selling cars. So yes, they have national advertising. You'll see those on those ads on football games and national television shows with high audiences. But then a lot of it is regional advertising, Northwest Ford dealers, Southwest Chevy dealers, you know, that kind of thing. It's because you've got to market differently to different parts of the country, to different incomes, to different nationalities, to different ethnicities. You know, if I'm going to run some ads in Mexico, I'm not going to use English. You get it? Okay. By the same token, if I'm running ads in Montana, I'm not going to use Mexican. Everything is custom. And so be a good chameleon. That's number three on the list. Number four is look the look. Have your marketing look exactly what you are selling. What are you selling? If you're selling fitness, there better be a lot of fit people and a lot of signs of health and vitality and fitness on all of your artwork, your graphics, and your videos and things like that. You want to look the look, okay? And again, oh, here I go. Again, that's got to change from area to area. This is why so many of these marketing firms and advertising agencies, they fail their clients because they don't understand this. They'll come up with a campaign, the client will go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Usually, they come up with a campaign that is pleasing to the client, no matter whether it's good or bad. And so they come up with something for the client goes, yeah, I love that. And then they wonder why it doesn't work. And it only works so much. Why? Because it's a general one-size-fit-all marketing campaign. And it oftentimes doesn't completely look the look. Okay? I don't care how good of a model you can get. That model is not going to look like a real cowboy who's been out in the sun for the last 20 years riding a horse. He can wear the same clothing. He can let his facial hair grow a little bit, but he's not going to look the same. So if you're marketing to people that like cowboys, you better get a real cowboy. Okay, a real one, not somebody out of a modeling studio. Oh, did I say that? I'm going to get a ton of letters from people on that one. Okay, look the look. Details, details, details. This is your next hack. You know, people today, they don't just look at something. I was recently at a trade show, and I saw about 20 things I liked at the trade show. So I wrote them down or took pictures where possible. And then I research it. I go on YouTube. I go on Google. I go on Bing. I go on DuckDuckGo. I mean, I research. I want details. How did it work under this conditions? Did it work here? Did it work there? People want details. And I know, oh, here it is. Here's the hack. Most amateurs in marketing want it clean and crisp. But they don't want details because details require a lot of copy. They require a lot of explanation. And so they don't want to put a lot of details. They're still marketing with the same mentality people had back in the 80s. You know, one little Volkswagen and a big billboard, think small. It was great. It worked in the 80s. One of the great campaigns by Ogilvy and Mathers. Okay, little Volkswagen Beetle in the center of a big, huge white billboard. Think small. And it might catch your attention even today, but the truth is people want details. They want to know, where can I buy this Volkswagen? Who's going to give me the best price? What variations are there? What are the options? And so your marketing has to have that included somewhere along the line. You might still run that billboard, and it might still be very simplistic because you have to be with a billboard, obviously. But you better lead them to a place where they can get details, and you want them to get your details, not someone else's. Okay? So important. Absolutely critical. The next hack is what I call make things pop. So much of the marketing today, it all looks the same, particularly on the internet. Don't be afraid of being original. Be original. Make things pop. So when somebody sees that ad or sees your marketing or comes to your website, if it looks like everybody else's, what good is it? Make it pop. Make it stand out. Use black and white with one little bit of color, for example. Have some eyes looking back at you. I'm just giving you ideas. Make it pop. Show a desert with one little flower growing in the center. Make it pop. Okay? Make the picture, the copy, the headline stand out. If you'll notice on our YouTube, most of the lettering colors that we use are bright yellow. Because I know that we only have a few seconds to catch your eye as you're browsing through a whole bunch of stuff to upload or look at. And so we use colors, we use pictures that are designed to pop. And you've got to stand out. If you don't stand out, it's the same old, okay? And number 7, don't believe all the compliments about your marketing. This is a big hack. Don't believe them. When people start patting each other on the back, do not believe it. And don't believe all the criticism. Go by your inner gut. Go by your inner feelings. Get in touch with your market, who you are marketing to. I don't care whether you love the guy or hate his guts. What Donald Trump did was he read the American people. He read their disgust for certain things, their fear of certain things, their doubts about certain things. He saw an America that was fading away and a lot of people resenting it. And he appealed to that group. He didn't try to win every vote. Well, maybe he did. But a good marketer would not, at least his marketing guru, Kellyanne Conway, she didn't try to win every vote. She didn't care about all the people in California. They never even went to California to campaign. He spoke to the group of people that listened to his message. By contrast, Hillary Clinton was kind of all over the place. And where she was and who she was appealing to, nobody knew from moment to moment. We knew she was appealing to women, but women didn't really find her that appealing. So, I mean, there you go. The bottom line is that Donald Trump appealed to a group of people. He trusted his own gut, no matter what people said. I want you to trust your own gut. You're selling widgets on the internet. Trust your own gut. Don't believe all the compliments. Don't buy into all the criticism. Stick with your gut. Most of the time, it will guide you correctly because it's attached to your intention. It's attached to your goals. Okay? Oh, I know. You are doing wonderful already, but you're going to do even better. You're going to blast off like never before with your marketing. I hope these 7 hacks will help you. And be sure and subscribe on YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, all over the place, because we are here to empower your life. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day now. You deserve it. Bye-bye.